You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're talking about insecurity this week, and we're going to end the show with a personal story about coming from one of the most isolated economies in the world to ours. And frankly, it's a story that put a lot of this week in perspective for me. Joseph Kim escaped North Korea when he was 15 by running across a frozen river to China. He now goes to college here in the U.S. I actually started our interview by asking him what he had for lunch, which is the question we usually ask to test someone's voice level. But his answer was so telling that we just kept it.
Growing up in North Korea, my father died of starvation when I was 12 years old. I became homeless around that age. The entire world and dream and everything was associated with food. But now that I came to the States, I just didn't realize that I hadn't eaten anything until today, like until you asked me what did I eat lunch. So I think it's very ironic that I didn't know I can forget to skip meals. The fact is that even at this moment, there are so many other North Korean boys and girls. Their dream is still to be able to have a full 3 meals a day. Yeah.
When you first came here, what was that like?
I didn't really have much expectations about America because, first of all, I didn't know the normal side of American growing up in North Korea. Only thing that I knew about America was the propaganda that I consumed from growing up in North Korea, which were examples as like when I was in kindergarten school, my teachers would take us to a room, a sort of a exhibit room where portrays the pictures or images of American soldiers stabbing pregnant North Korean women with their bayonets during Korean War, and put living people into gas chambers. So like all those negative images that I had, so I guess I was convinced that I would be safe and okay to go to America because when I was seeking asylum in American consulate in China, the security guard, the bodyguards, they were like, sorry to say, but they're like white American, which I never met before.
What was that like when you met them?
It was just fascinating. I was like, whoa, like, it's like, wow, it's like their hair color is different and eyes much bigger than mine. But of course, like, I couldn't speak any English at the time, and the security guard, I don't think they're allowed to give anything to us, like candies or like the snacks they have. But, you know, they are human beings too, like, even though they are soldiers, like they would come to me and give me some, like, piece of pizza or, like, candy. There is no way he could communicate, like, what that is. So he would just, like, show his arm and the muscle and basically saying that if you eat this, it's, you're gonna be, your arm's gonna be, like, that big. In metaphorically, like saying it's good for your body. So I think that helped me break down that the negative and cold images of Americans.
Most North Koreans obviously do not have the chance to talk to someone like me. Do you worry at all about safety of people you love by doing this?
I actually thought about this. I would be lying if I say that I'm not worried. I am afraid and I'm scared. What hurt me the most is not so much about losing my life, but also people who invested in my life in the past years, and the people who loved me so dearly. I think that's what makes me sad the most. And of course, I do worry about my own life as well.
Coming as a teenage boy from a place where you were thinking about daily things like food, and now you're in college in the U.S., I wonder what you think about money, financial success, and what you think about Americans' sort of obsession with it.
Hmm. Now that I lived in the States, I think insecurity is probably what everyone struggles, whether you're rich or poor, more so with wealthy people. So I think they're more insecure
about you think so?
Their life. In the movies, like, I think you notice that the more richer you are, the more you're kind of slave to your entitlement and money. And I understand. I mean, once you have that so much money and knowing that how helpful it is, in some sense, I do understand it can be very insecure to think about losing it all. But
and yet you don't seem angry at us or frustrated at us for taking so much for granted.
I wanted to be angry, but I also know it's not right thing to be, because I can't hate them because they worked hard to get that too. And also, it was not like they're like, oh, let me born in America. It was never their choice. So I can't really hate them or mad about it for being who they are. But I do want to, I would love to remind them that it's okay to not be like billionaires. Like, you still get to live.
Joseph Kim, thank you so much for talking to me.
Of course, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.